Okay. Why don't we go to reports by regional board members? And this is typically for any of us to report to the rest of the board or to the public anything of significance that we have participated in since the last board meeting. Dr. Wolf.
Last month, the California Association of Resource Conservation District, their Central Coast chapter, met. And the territory covered by the Central Coast chapter of the RCDs goes from San Mateo to Ventura County. And one of the decisions made at the meeting was to assist through various grant programs all the RCDs within the Central Coast to establish mobile irrigation labs, providing irrigation efficiency projects, and also providing nitrate measurements for surface water and groundwater as a service to the agriculture community of the Central Coast. So they're pooling their resources so we don't duplicate the efforts of every RCD necessarily having its own mobile lab, but having mutual agreements between local RCDs. In addition to that, the NRCS, the Natural Resource Conservation District, will implement starting next year that any EQIP grant, environmental quality improvement projects, that is performed on irrigated ag will require to have a mobile lab efficiency test performed on the irrigation system. And that will be built into the grant program. And so that's why it's important for the RCDs to become prepared for that. So I thought, you know, that's good information for all of you.
Thank you. Anyone else have anything to report?
No, Doctor? But if I could comment on the report from Mr. Wolf. I have always taken any opportunity I can to recognize the contribution of the RCDs and the boards, the folks that serve on RCD boards, and recognize what an invaluable resource, technical assistance, and just work within the rural and agricultural community to, you know, provide the kind of assistance that is often not possible for individual small operators and individual rural residential communities to obtain. And so any time that I hear of support to sustain those services, I am always very happy to hear that news. And I know the NRCS is one of those federal components that has provided that kind of support over the years. So that's very good news. Thank you for sharing that.
Okay, thank you. Should we report on the WQCC? Do we report on that? The fact that you know, some of the board went to it.
Three members.
Yeah, Dr. Wolf, Dr. Hunter, and myself. But all of that was noticed, and the agenda is available to look at online. We did have a very interesting discussion, as was it Dr. Hunter mentioned, about groundwater regulation. And it does look like the State Board is looking at new ways to get at contamination in groundwater and delve into ways to try to regulate it. So it's just in its infancy stages. And we just had kind of general discussions about what some of the staff members thought might be ways to go about doing so. Anyway, anything else to talk about from the WQCC?
So I can actually speak to that because I participated in the strategic plan for groundwater.
Right.
And what we collectively prepared to put in front of WQCC was just a white paper that will grow ultimately into the strategic plan itself. And the piece that I was basically tasked with was the nitrate component. I know it was fed out to you a little differently, mm-hmm. but it was divided into, I think, four major components: nitrate, industrial chemicals, pumping, and recharge, I think, were the four key issues that or modules. And I'm hoping that as you read the nitrate component, it sounded really familiar to you from a lot of things we're talking about with regards to the ag order and things like that.
Yeah. And the State Board said that they had utilized input heavily from our regions.
Good.
So